Players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. We're back, baby! I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for October 11th, 2021. This week's nail polish is radioactive, as most of you have guessed. But shout out to JNails, Apostolos, and S Sounder for guessing Woodruff, which is actually what I think of when I see this color. And it's also the reason I put it there as an option. It just reminds me of all the yum things, right? Götterspeise and Fasspause. Woohoo! So it's good to be back. I unfortunately haven't been able to enjoy this break as much as I had wanted to. During the first 4 weeks, I had a bad case of PMS. And then this last week, I injured myself during training. I pulled the biceps in my right leg, which was very painful. I don't like to imagine what it must feel like to actually tear a muscle, but oh well. As a friendly person told me, now I can just sit around all day and play Dominion. So that's the state of the world. And now let's get to it. We have a bit of unfinished business regarding last season. You know, a rather unimportant little thing, just the championship match. This is, of course, old news. Olds, if you will. We, of course, were all there to see it happen. JNails made his championship match debut against reigning league champion NA Smith 99. It was, if you recall, a close match that was decided in game 6, where JNails gave the win away and NA Smith took it home. This was the third overall league championship title and second title in a row for NA Smith 99. Belated congratulations! In B and C, we saw Lemon Spawn raking in the very first win of Season 48 against Rust 2 for C1 division, and in C4, Monkfish and Assemble Me played 4 games, which they tied. And that is all for now. So there are already some results comments, but I wanted to give you my favorite results comment of these last few weeks, which was in card champions. And just in general, there were a lot of fun results comments in card champions, but my favorite one by far was Terra Cubist against Jekyll. Terra Cubist 1-3-1 and commented, Terra got to open double church twice and is content. Which is just so cute. And of course, no significant leads to shout out as of now, because y'all, we only just started. In other tournament news, of course, the Shuffler Championship is still ongoing. And let me tell you, I completely and utterly underestimated how fun the championship would be. It is so cool. Watching, that is, not playing, at least for me. More on that later. So a couple of my personal favorites are already out, unfortunately, but that's the name of the game, I guess. We are officially in the round of 32 now, and Minion Pawn, SSLY, Cyrusk, Silly Potter, Chashu, Jean-Michel, Siami4, Sigmatic, Marcos, Shad, Apostolos Ruler, Mercury 444F, JNails, Sangatsu, Lemon Spawn, Namek, Heron, R Silverstein 12, NA Smith 99, RT2, RTT, Haka 3, Recycled Garbage, Rubis T, HSY PSX, Kazumari OA28, Semi, Shakalaki, Babetil, Burning Skull, Element Mario 222, Freaky, and Yurika Mome are still in the running. Good luck to all you fantastic players! Moving on to size games. All size games have been concluded and resumed during our break, so here it goes. Big Games 3 saw an epic finale between Bitterworm Coil and Nezala, who served us some intense games. Bitter went in strong with two very nice pileout wins, but Nezala was able to keep his cool and came back with a vengeance, taking the next four wins and thus crowning himself Big Games champion. Round 1 and 2 of Big Games 4 are already done. Derpa, Bitter, Cyrisk, and Mort won their matches, while Simon White Jr. and J. True Piano tied in round 1. Cyrisk, Simon, J. True, and Mechatech 2 won their matches of round 2, while Derpa and Bitter tied. Round 3 is underway now, and Nezala already played and won his match this week. Overall rankings are led by Cyrisk with 7 wins in 8. J. True Piano won the grand finale of Medium Games 6 against S. Sounder and claimed the title of Medium Games Champion. We have 3 groups in the current 7th installment of Medium Games, Fountain Museum and Orchard. Matches are underway and overall rankings are currently led by AJL828, who won 9 in 12. The Small Games 13 finale saw Say It With Your Chest win against Elado and thus claiming the Small Games title for themselves. The 14th installment of this tournament is underway now. Overall rankings are currently led by Bell22 with 4 wins in 4. Belated congratulations to our last Size Games winners and reigning champions, Nezala, J. True Piano, and Say It With Your Chest. Well done, all of you. Moving on to card champions, we have progressed to the grand finale. Just FYI, quarterfinals have been determined between Church and Academy, Artificer and Develop, Chameleon and Black Market, and Overlord and Gear. We had Church and Artificer and Gear and Chameleon advance to semis, where Terra Cubis took Church into the finale, or Church took Terra Cubis, who knows at this point, and likewise with Akuchi and Gear. Terra Church will meet Aku Gear in the grand finale. Good luck to both of you. And Ardyrus 2 and Jack Million will decide on whether or not to play for third place. And the doubles tournament has started. Water, earth, fire, air. Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony. Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. But to be honest, nothing much is going on with fire at the moment. Current standings in doubles are led by Killer Cheese, who won 4-4 in their first match. I have to say doubles matches are very fun to spectate. Also fun to play, but very fun to spectate because it's nice to have two people to listen to and hear them bounce ideas off of each other. I do like this format a lot. Then there have also been 2 tournaments of German League during the break. One was this past weekend with 24 players total. Nezala, Mr. Frog, Hamo, and Jens Eins made it to playoffs, where Mr. Frog claimed the title. Congrats! And shout out to Nezala, who won 10 of 11 games during the open stage. So many points. Well done. Nezala is also leading overall rankings, followed by Ich bin da and Jens Eins. And now for my personal weeks in games. Okay, so the championship. It's been completely nerve-wracking. I mean, I am nervous about matches anyways, always. But this tournament, it's just not for me. It really stressed me out. And thanks for all the sweet words of encouragement. I appreciated that a lot. But I don't think I'll be playing this again next year. It's just not for me, and that's totally fine. I'll probably forget about this resolution when the time comes, so I'm counting on you to remind me. I'm looking at you, Kit Kat. But it's so much fun to watch it. So I do think it's really cool. Other than that, y'all. Finding a partner for doubles was like asking someone to the Yule Ball. It was so stressful. What if they say no? What if they say yes? I'm very happy with my team now. I'm a proud member of Team Numph, which is of course Namek and myself. But had I properly stalked Namek before asking him to play this tournament with me, I would never have asked him. You're such a good player, my friend. But here we are, yay! And it's a lot of fun. I very much enjoy this, and I'm trying to learn as much as possible because this is obviously more of a coaching type situation for me. Thank you for being patient with me, Namek. Und wir sollten definitiv mehr singen. What else? I played and won 2 small games matches, which I'm very happy about, obviously. I have been playing German League. The last 2 tournaments were quite successful. I won 4 out of 5 this Saturday. Met some more friendly people. Had a good time. Overall, I think 3 hours of open stage play is just a little too long. I rarely play that long. But I really like the chat a lot. And I like just asking, but why aren't we doing that for Q Cup as well? I think I'd enjoy that. And then Shanahan spared some time for me yesterday to play 2 games. And I'd like to think that I was a little more focused than last time around. Thank you for being so patient and explaining all these complex things and fooling around. It was a lot of fun. And last but not least, the new season started! I'm in G9. I've never been in G before. I'm with Cyberlady, Lauda, and Paisteu, so it's a little extended German league, if you will. First match will be against Paisteu, 5 p.m. our time on Wednesday. And I am anxious, because how could I not be? But I'm also happy to be playing League again. And I also signed up for E-Tournament, which looks to be fun. Deadline for that is October 30th, so go ahead and sign up, y'all. So you may already have seen this on Discord, but I have come up with a new segment for the show, the Style Guide! Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. I know style is a subjective category, but I am interested to find out what we as a collective deem to be stylish play. And I have come up with 2 different aspects so far. One would be playing cards as ways when it doesn't alter their effect. For example, playing Moat as Otter, playing Horse the card as Horse the Way, playing Peddler as Chameleon, or Journeyman as Chameleon, etc. And 2, finding elegant wins or ways to play. And a very basic example of that would be buying curses with goons and trashing them with Watchtower. And I want to each episode highlight 1 game of the previous week that merited style points in some fashion. But I would very much appreciate some help with this because I am just a humble recreational player. So please feel free to share your thoughts on stylish play and or style point worthy moments in your games or others with me. I really do appreciate it. Going through some of the replies that came in so far, Haka said playing Watchtower as Otter when both would draw two cards. That's for the first aspect. And Seldroza said Almsing for cards you could also afford with treasures. Also, I really like your new profile pick, Seldroza. It's neat. Then playing Pearl Diver or Highway as Way of the Pig. Oh, and Timo K said any use of Pirate Ship, Philosopher's Stone, and Transmute merit style points, which of course means that I am a very stylish player indeed for game 7 of my first championship match. Truth be told, if my opponent hadn't gone for Pirate Ship, that game I would never have. But you heard it here first. Timo K says I have style. So yeah, I'm looking forward to collecting some data on style with you. I'd really like this to be a community sourced thing. So let's see how it works. And with that, we are on to the preview of what is to come. So of course, there's still a lot of championship going on. Later tonight, 21 UTC, Bebetil will play Shakalaki. Oh, that's for the last round still. Interesting. Okay. And then tomorrow, that is Tuesday, October 12th, Lemon Spawn will play Sangatsu at 12:30 UTC. And then Friday, Silly Potter will play Chashu at 13 UTC. Saturday, 3 UTC, Kazumaru 0828 will play Shad. And on Sunday, 10 UTC, Apostolos will play Mercury 444F. And 12 UTC, Recycle Garbage will play Marcus. So a lot of epic matches to come. It's very exciting. And with that, we've reached Spec Chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the weeks that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, I like to listen to radio plays, specifically crime radio plays, and the public radio broadcast has been featuring a crime show series I absolutely love and want to shout out here. It's called Professor Dr. 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 Augustus von Dusen. It's German language, so sorry to my non-German speaking audience. The plays are based on short stories by Jacques Futrelle and written by Michael Kosa. Van Dusen is basically a Sherlock Holmes exaggerated to the extreme. And I've learned now that Sherlock Holmes itself was supposed to be a parody of the genius investigator type. But I've never quite warmed up to this whole brand. Van Dusen is an overly intelligent and very vain scientist who solves crime in pre-World War I Europe and the US, or just puzzles. It doesn't necessarily have to be crime. The cases are mostly hilarious, not to be taken seriously. They almost always involve Van Dusen being like, okay, now that we found this screw that was sawed in half and this broken off piece of lipstick, I trust that you know who the murderer is and how they did it. And then the addressee goes, actually, no. And Van Dusen is like, oh, well, just think. And it's fantastic. But the thing I actually like most about the show is the music, which is just exquisite. And I think credit here goes to the individual directors, mainly Rainer Klute, but also Silvia Rauer and Dietrich Auerbach. There is also one episode in which Van Dusen actually meets Sherlock Holmes in a contest of hobby detectives. And it's delicious. It's so much fun. So for my German speakers out there, there are around 12 episodes in the DLF app right now, and they're streaming a new one each month. And there are 77 in total, if I'm not mistaken, and some of those are also on YouTube. And if I'm not mistaken, they're also on Spotify and stuff. But I'll link some Fandusen in the show notes. And that's it for this very special comeback episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumpf. And I'll catch you all next week. The game has ended. Bye!